If I help her to take things to the car, could you hold your question 2 or 3 minutes?
Wow.
I think I should help her.
Well,
and I don't want to miss your question. I want to help you, my sweetheart.
Why I thought I won't... actually, I didn't know I'll be able to finish somehow, because there in Watford I did the class every week I was going. So 1 week gap was there. And I have 1 week gap, and then I had really, again, they helped them to remember what I had done previous class. So it took still some time. And then it's a repetition, and also some half an hour, always I mean, some of the previous class lessons. So always it went on and on and on for almost July, August, September, October.
15 weeks.
So it's about the same. Yeah. 2 hours means 1.5 hours, 15. Yeah. And here we just had 2 hours class. It was 2 hours class.
But
well,
we only had 9. What about the kids? You finished it in 9 classes.
Huh?
You finished it in 9 classes.
Because 9 means there's not much of... Some points are repeated, but still not... See, continuity, no. See, doing class once a week and doing just continuous at a stretch is different, isn't it? I don't know how I did it, I don't know. So I didn't expect. And then today I thought, okay, we'd answer questions and all that. And then I think the morning what is said, the last verse. In a... Because people think happiness is something. It is some experience. It is not experience, and it's object item. If you say it's any experience, not object item. Look. Feeling like happiness is experience there. I experience this. Experience bliss. Self experience, bliss experience. What bliss experience? Every day you have bliss experience when you fall asleep. That is why it is not. My experienced. So this has become very clear that it is something. See, the thing is.
But my question was in this area only. You see, the thing is that the difference between the sleep and the bliss, the happiness experience, the experience of pleasure. Is that in the sleep you don't know what's going on?
Did you even wait for him to come back?
I wasn't. He asked me to. I didn't say yes. And then, but this one.
So, that's redundant for me.
But in
so
in this.
It's so what? He wants to listen to it live, and he has to respond live, so we can ask a subsequent question, perhaps.
Okay,
which stimulates him.
Fine. Just let me just ask my question.
No, Peter. Why can't you be so selfish?
I had myself brought me. JJ was talking something, not that he wanted to ask this question. No, what I was thinking, I was just saying, I was just explaining to him, just it's the experience. Why I told today, the 2 hours I took today, this morning, just make it very clear. It is people who talk about the experience. So happiness is not experienced, it is not object of experience, that is what I want to say. Every experience is happiness, every experience is fullness, every experience is reality. Linglaya. The experience is a vritti, the experience is a state of mind, vritti, state of mind. Whether it is a deep sleep state or it is waking state, or it is a dream state, it's just any experience. So pain or pleasure in dream or in deep sleep, in dream, the painless state, there's no pain and pleasure in deep sleep state. That's a state, that's experienced. If you have dream, you have pleasure. That is an experience. Now again, in pleasure you have, I explained to you first, what is pleasure? Painless, the state of painlessness is pleasure. And for the state of painlessness to be there, well, that the problem is forgotten for length of some time. So that is what I said, experience.
You have already said that experience is limited.
Any experience is a state of mind.
So it can't be
full. Any experience is knowledge. And the knowledge means the vritti. Vritti means what? It's a fraction. Anyway, it's a fraction of fullness, isn't it? Ocean.
What you said, though, is that, I mean, the difference between it, one is that you're completely unconscious of what's going on.
Yeah.
And the other, the experience of pleasure or happiness, what we call happiness, the state of happiness. You know that you're experiencing that.
It's not that knowing experience, Pitaji. It's not. It's just being. Happiness is being.
No. I'm talking about when we say, I'm happy. You know I'm happy. And you said that pleasure is a fraction of
fullness.
So, in a deep sleep, you experience the resolution of mind, but don't know it. In this situation, you experience the same resolution of mind, but you know it, even for a fraction. Yeah. So because you don't know it on one side and you know it on the other, I mean, there seems to be a difference. And that's what I wanted to know is how, despite knowing that you are experiencing a fraction. Even a fraction.
You don't know it's a fraction. You know and all that. There's not a thing called Pitaji. See, I'm telling you, you know you are, that's all. There is not again. See, again, it's something very. Like Rojija asked me some time back. What is that? Is this the I? Is it this I which recognizes awareness? Who is who wants to recognize awareness? And I explained to him. There's nobody sitting to wanting to recognize. I is a thought. Everything is a thought. There's a notion which is a thought naturally. This notion is the problem. The notion also is natural there. It's just ignorance, that's all. And then the function of mind itself, the nature of the mind itself is such that it has the capacity to analyze, inquire into. That capacity constantly is there. But the power is manifest, no? And that resolves only when in discovering this, the vritti takes place about the reality of the mind being awareness. I said, I get what I understand what you're saying. See, in the pleasure is being object of knowledge. No, there is a knower, there is a waker.
Yeah.
Okay, the pleasure is object of knowledge. That means I am happy when you say, not that you know you are happy and all that. When I am happy, I am saying you are. That's all. There is knowledge that you are. You are. The I thought is manifest. The I thought is there. The aham vritti is there. The knowledge that I am is there in waking state. That is why you are able to say I am happy. How can you say happy? Who is happy? The happy means who is happy? You are happy to say, I must be there. The I thought must be there. The knowledge that I am must be there for you to say, I am happy. I am sad. For anything added, I am happy, I am sad, I am upset, I am glad. For everything to say is a notion, isn't it? But the self. For that to say, for that to be there, I must be there. So in waking means what? The I vritti rises. Aham vritti rises. Aham, that vritti must be there. Vritti must be there. That is what is waking state. Whereas in deep sleep state, no vritti is there. That's called a deep sleep state. Deep sleep means because no vritti is possible, then aham vritti is not there. Isn't it? Ahamvritti is not there, no vritti is possible. Whereas in deep sleep state, that's why no vritti is there. There's no pleasure. That's why you can't say, I'm happy also. There's no pain, you can't say, I'm unhappy also. why those thoughts are there? Because very I is not there. Why there is no pain, why there is no pleasure, no vritti is there? Because very I is not there. I must be here to say, I am fine. I am not here, means how can I say I am fine to you? Isn't this? So here, I am happy, I am sad, I'm nice. For anything to be said, I must be here. For any other vritti to be there, pleasure or pain, thereby for you to say, I am, the pleasure itself by itself cannot be there without the I thought. The pain itself cannot be there without the I thought. The desire cannot be there without the I thought. Anger cannot be there. Anger alone, you know, he has sent his anger here, he's not here. Can you say that? You can't say that. Anger is there, he is not here. Understand, you can't say that. Anger, for the anger to be there, I thought must be there. If the anger is there, I thought must be there for something called, for a thought in the form of anger, in the form of thought, anger to be there. Then the person identifying with that I thought, okay, then the other thought comes what? I am angry. For pain must be there, then you can say I am sad. Pleasure must be there, I am happy. Desire must be there. I want. I am desirous. For any thought to be there, first aham vritti must be there. That aham vritti is there, rises, any other thought is there, which is waking state. No thought can be there when aham thought is not there. So aham thought resolves, so all thoughts are resolved. That is deep sleep state. It's okay. It is useless. But when thoughts are resolved, there is stillness. In fact, every day, whether the thoughts rise or thoughts are resolved, they are not distant from awareness. Like whether their waves are there, stillness is there. Always they are in H2O, isn't it? The resolved waves also is in H2O in the form of stillness. The risen stillness, disturbed stillness in the form of waves also are the H2 only. Similarly, whether the thoughts are resolved, the stillness of thoughts, consciousness, isn't it? Whether the thoughts are disturbed, stillness is there, the thoughts are there or not, it's awareness. Awareness is not disturbed at all. Understand? No, awareness is there. But when all the thoughts are resolved, there is just the silence. That silence is what? Undisturbed, disturbance-free, turbulence-free, silence is what? Awareness. That awareness, how do you say silence is awareness? Because there's awareness of silence being there. Silence and awareness are not two different things. There's awareness of thoughts being not there. Isn't it? That awareness itself is the reality here. But the problem is, the awareness being there, what is awareness? That recognition is not there in deep sleep state. When he wants to become a jnani, if he recognizes what awareness is, even then mind can function that way. For a jnani also there is a deep sleep state, there is a waking state, there is a dream state. But in waking, jnani knows very clearly, all the three states are nothing but awareness. Whole jagat is awareness. He knows, he understands the function of meditation happening in awareness. Isn't it? In fact, the deep sleep state, there is bliss. Bliss means what? Bliss means, there is, in deep sleep state there is no pain, there is no pleasure. No thought. All thoughts are resolved. Whereas in happiness, even the thoughts are not resolved, still there is happiness. The thoughts are resolved. See, all the thoughts have to be resolved for the bliss to be there. In samadhi, you have bliss. Lot of bliss. But still, because for the bliss to be there, there must be ignorance. There must be ignorance. For the bliss to be there, there must be ignorance. Ignorance means what? What ignorance? Total ignorance. What is total ignorance? You not that you do not, you know what this I is. Not that you, I don't want to say you also. There is no vritti, there is no knowledge in the form of vritti that this I is awareness. I don't want to say you, I, anything. Okay? There is no knowledge in the form of vritti that the I is awareness.
So, for a jnani, in deep sleep, he will be still the awareness.
No, jnani will be like us only in the deep sleep state.
Yeah.
See, in deep sleep state, a jnani or a jnani is a function of the mind, doesn't matter. An enlightened mind also falls asleep because of function. Like ajnani also eats, jnani also eats. It's a stomach, see, jnani also is hungry, ajnani also is hungry. That is a dharma, that is the order involved in the physical system of a human being, isn't it? Human body. There is a natural thing, this is a system, it's a function. There's no difference. Like that, mind function of mentation is there the same in jnani and ajnani. But in waking, in deep sleep state, for everybody same sukham, same thing. Jnani also, there's no vritti, there's no vritti for a jnani that I am. Aham vritti is not there for a jnani or ajnani, for everybody is the same. Deep sleep state is same for ajnani and a jnani. There is no problem in deep sleep state. All are jnanis only. All are like jnanis. All are like jnanis in deep sleep state. And the dream is depends upon what are your past experiences. The dream are same for jnani and ajnani. Even unnecessary projections may not be there because jnani mind is so clear. Isn't it? But still dream is dream. Different dream maybe. For any between two ajnani may be different dreams. Like jnani and ajnani, different dreams may be there. Same dream. You see, the difference between jnani and ajnani is only in the waking state. In the waking state, for ajnani, aham vritti is there. For jnani also aham vritti is there. For ajnani also aham vritti is there. For jnani, I is a vritti is very clear. That vritti is... No, vritti is not the reality is not the vritti is very clear. Aham vritti also is awareness. Not only aham vritti, every other vritti is awareness is very clear for ajnani. But ajnani, aham being vritti is not very clear. And if it is there, I is awareness is not there. That knowledge, one vritti, akhanda akara vritti jnanam, akanda akara jnanam, the knowledge of the oneness of the reality being one individual partless whole, akanda akara jnanam, which is a vritti. That vritti is not there for ajnani. That vritti is there for ajnani. Understand? That knowledge also results in deep sleep for ajnani also. For jnani also, all the vrittis will resolve. Suppose if you know physics, he studied physics. I didn't study physics. I'm ignorant of physics. You're knowledgeable. You know physics. And then when you were asleep, my ignorance of physics also is resolved. Your knowledge of physics also is resolved. You don't say, no, I knew I was physics professor in deep sleep state. Eh? Mm-hmm. That is not possible. Okay. Whatever you know, your knowledge of physics, chemistry, biology also is resolved, which is the mouth thoughts. My ignorance of physics also is what? Resolved. So both are same there. Thoughts are resolved. Wake up, your thoughts wake up. Understand now. In waking up, you are ignorant, you are intelligent, you are knowledgeable, I am ignorant. That's the thing. But what you say, awareness is always awareness. Awareness is always fullness. In deep sleep state, there is in fact fullness. I shouldn't have fullness. Then say, because I say bliss. Why I say fullness? Even though there's fullness, unrecognized fullness in deep sleep state. In jnanam, in happiness, there's recognized fullness. Abba, unrecognized, unknown fullness in deep sleep state. In jnanam, recognized fullness. In waking state, still ajnanam is there, still unrecognized fullness. But unrecognized fullness, but there is experience of fraction of fullness. Anything experience is fraction of fullness. Understand? Fullness, see, recognizer is fullness, recognition is fullness, recognized is fullness. Recognizer, recognition, recognized is fullness. That is why fullness is not experienced.
What is the difference between these two words you use? Recognition and experienced. See, I mean, obviously there's awareness without vritti then.
Yeah.
So there's awareness without the vritti.
No. In deep sleep state, awareness without a vritti. Okay, in deep sleep state, there's awareness without vritti. Whether ajnani or ajnani, there's awareness without vritti. Okay, in waking state, awareness with vrittis. In waking state, awareness with vrittis. Okay, but in jnanam, there is awareness of awareness with vrittis.
So the vrittis are there.
See,
all the time.
I tell you, in deep sleep state, there is awareness without vrittis.
But in the
thoughts.
State.
I'm coming. In deep sleep state, for ajnani, for a jnani, for all of them, there is only awareness without vrittis. For a jnani also there are no vrittis, for ajnani also there are no vrittis. Because it's a state of mind, function of mind, okay? Doesn't matter. In dream state also, there is awareness with some vrittis, but without connected to the gross universe. Okay, in waking state, for ajnani, there is awareness with vrittis. For a jnani, there is awareness with vrittis. But for ajnani, there is no awareness of awareness. Whereas for a jnani, there is awareness of awareness plus vrittis. Whereas for ajnani, there is no awareness of awareness. There is awareness for everybody always. But in a jnani, there is awareness of awareness. But in a jnani, there is no awareness of awareness. Okay, leave it. Stop it. We won't do any talk anymore. Nope. It's over. Class over. Not tomorrow. Next class.
Alright. We'll meet you on Saturday.
Yeah. Because sometimes now we go in our own... When you start thinking in your own way, that gets come distracted. So you have to leave it there. And what I should do? And come back again, listen to me. You have to listen to the way I'm trying to say, it'll be very clear. Very clear. See, there's no time the ocean becomes without water, isn't it? Ocean is water always.
But it's very refreshing to hear that in the waking state, even for the jnani, the rittis are there. It's a reality for them.
No. See, how come, why should not be the vrittis? Vrittis must be there.
Exactly.
Why not the vrittis? See, the problem is, for a jnana, there's objectivity.
Yes. Exactly.
Objectivity is possible because of, see, what is the difference between, I tell you, for a jnani and for a jnani, everything is the same. Only one difference, big difference, I tell you. In deep, this is state of mind, isn't it? The jnani has determined, jnani is free from hunger. Again, he's also free from hunger. That's all. Jnani is hungry, like this system, isn't it? Like the funk mind also. For a jnani also, in deep sleep state, or for a jnani or jnani, for anybody, in deep sleep state, there are no vrittis. Just the awareness. For a jnani or a jnani, in dream, there are vrittis. Dream vritti alone. What is the dream vrittis? And in waking state also, for ajnani and jnani, in waking state there will be awareness, no vrittis. Only one difference is, in ajnani, for ajnani, the one vritti is missing, you know that? There's a vritti. What vritti? Knowledge. Okay? Awareness of awareness is not there in ajnani. But for a jnani, it's awareness of awareness. For jnani and ajnani, always all the vrittis are there. When I say experience, look at this. Listen to me now. One second. Every wave, see, look at this. What is the reality of the ocean? H2O. What is the fullness with reference to ocean? H2O. What is the existence of the ocean? H2O. So fullness with reference to ocean is what? Same H2O, isn't it? Therefore, every wave is what? Every wave is H2O. So every wave is what? Fullness. So every wave is what now? Fraction of fullness. Is it clear now? You have to remember this order. Every wave is H2O. Every wave is reality. Every wave is fullness. Because reality is fullness. But every wave is what? Fraction of fullness. Is it clear? All the waves together constitute what? Fullness. Every wave is what? Fraction of fullness. The H2O. Is it clear? No, fraction. Similarly, every experience is what? A vritti. Any experience is what? Vritti. Because any knowledge is what? Vritti. That is what? Vritti is what? Fraction. Okay? Any experience is what? Fraction. Fraction. Understand? No, vritti is a fraction only. Fraction of fullness only. Every experience is fullness. Sorry, experience is fraction of fullness. So pleasure is a fraction of fullness. Pain is a fraction of fullness. Desire is a fraction of fullness. Anger is a fraction of fullness. Every thought is a fraction of fullness. And all the thoughts of given mind is a fraction of fullness. All your thoughts are a fraction of fullness. My God, understand now. Every mind is a fraction of fullness. Every vritti is a fraction of fullness. Now, therefore, fullness is not experienced. Understand now? There's no experience of fullness when you say, you recognize, that's all. Recognition, recognize what fullness is. There's no experience, that is called akhanda. Even that's why I say, after recognizing, we ascertain it, Pitaji, the ascertained, doubt-free vision of the reality also said to be what? Vritti only. The knowledge of the reality also rises as the vritti, which is a fraction of fullness. Hey, this is what the reality is. You understand. That knowledge also is what? Vritti. See, knowledge of any object is vritti. Knowledge of the subject, the knower, the being, awareness also is what? Where does it rise? That knowledge dawns in the form of what? Thought. That's also vritti. But that vritti is said to be akhanda akara vritti jnanam. Swarup, reality, the swarupam of the thoughts, being pure knowledge jnanam, now it recognized and ascertained, the knowledge of the reality being pure knowledge is also what? Vritti. Knowledge of the reality also rises in the form of thought only, which is vritti. That vritti also is fraction of fullness only. Is it clear now? That vritti also has been resolved in the same reality. Is it very clear now? See, knowledge of any object is thought, which is a vritti. And any vritti develops, it rises from reality only. So knowledge of the knowledge of the awareness also what now? Which is a vritti, which rises. But that vritti has to dawn, isn't it? Ever Shastram helps. That vritti also what comes, reveals what reality is, understood, then resolves. Where? The same reality. That is why we use camphor for the last bit. When you do arati of darshanam, Bhagavad darshanam, we use camphor. You know that the camphor shows how Bhagavan is. Akhandakara vritti jnanam, which rises through the study of Shastram, the help of the teacher, it rises, it shows how Bhagavan is, then gets put off. It means what? The camphor goes off. No, Pitaji. It's also what? Ishvara, isn't it? That's also akhanda akara jnanam also is vritti only. Knowledge of anything is a vritti. So knowledge also is what? Knowledge of pure knowledge also is vritti. That is why vritti gyanam, swarupa gyanam I taught you first. A, reality swarupam is what? What is swarupam of reality? Swarupam means what? Why is it swarupam? Subtlest abstract form. In what form is the reality? It is about pure knowledge. How the pure knowledge is? That is why you need to ask this no worries and all the things. I want to recognize and dwell upon, ascertain, then you are so clear that now awareness, everything is, nothing is outside of, everything is a vritti, basically the vritti is the awareness. Akhanda means actually partless whole, indivisible partless whole. See, once you understand, that's why first you understand, recognize awareness, the consciousness, then that's why contemplation, no? You try to be with attention, focus attention on that again, not on that vastu. Just understand what you understood, no? Then that you, when there is ascertained, doubt-free understanding of the reality being pure awareness, you understand how that awareness is one indivisible, partless whole. Therefore, vision of our knowledge of the reality which is indivisible, partless whole is said to be akhanda akarasya vrittihi. Akhanda akaram is the form. Indivisible, no, partless wholeness is the form of the reality, isn't it?
Is that why mind is all? Because is it that every other vritti is reflecting something of the nature of the object of which it is a vritti, whereas this one is reflecting the nature of its own stuff.
Any vritti is of a given object, isn't it?
Yes,
but this akhandakar vritti, the jnana knowledge of this vritti, of which the subject matter is, of which the vastu is, of one individual partless whole. It's an understanding strategy. Vritti is very tough, tiny only. But vritti of what? Knowledge of any object which rises as the thought is said to be vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam. So what is the pure knowledge? The reality. So knowledge of the knowledge. Knowledge of pure knowledge also is a vritti. And which where does it arise from? Same again awareness only.
But there's also, is there also the recognition that every vritti is that pure knowledge arising?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why any vritti is, any wave is H2O.
Yes.
Any vritti is awareness only.
Yeah.
Only thing is, for every vritti to be there must be I vritti.
There was something special about this particular vritti in which the awareness is recognized as awareness. It must be. Because there must be something very special about this one vritti where awareness recognizes its own unlimitedness.
This is something to be studied. When you study further, it becomes clear. So only when you are contemplative, this will become very clear. The vritti, this vritti also like any other vritti. This vritti also like any other vritti. Why this vritti is special, Rataji? Because in this vritti, there is freedom. Isn't it? The mind becomes calm. Mind becomes peaceful. Mind becomes completely resolved. If then this vritti takes place means what? Knowledge of the knowledge. Awareness of awareness. When there is there, when the knowledge of knowledge takes place, the results means what? Mind becomes calm naturally because the turbulence goes. That is why we call it moksha, isn't it? The jivan mukti. This vritti results in jivan mukti, which is again a person's well-being, isn't it? So just being helps a person to be that without doing anything. That agitations go, the turbulence goes. After that, the thought will be coming, activity will be there, but I is not involved there. That the pick that in sense what? There's objectivity. Mm-hmm. So just this quiet thing, that is something not to be discussed. That is why we have to keep on listening, listening and listening and listening. We have not covered even one Upanishad. Understand? We have to keep on listening and listening and listening and listening and listening and listening. See, Shraddha is there in the Shastram, the worst teacher. Keep on coming and listening and listening and listening and listening. Clarity enhances. Because sometimes Swamiji also gets up and goes off. Because they come with their own things and then keep on talking means and it will go above the head. And that I should not answer, not that I should not ask. You are very well, but welcome to ask. But thing is, the Shastram, the tradition does not allow any interruptions during the class, during the teaching. The teaching has to take place for a length of time. And the doubts may be there, you have to keep us with all the doubts. And in due course of time, the teaching, the doubts resolve or not, you have to see. Doubts will be resolved. All the doubts will be resolved. The doubts do not resolve, and then again, there's a time when you can ask, but you have to wait.
Is that how you
study? We have to become more disciplined still, that is why. We have to be very disciplined, we have to be very, very disciplined. Disciplines are not enough means we simply listen, not simply discipline. No, no. Or certain personal lifestyle also is there, you see. How we live our lives. That's very important. See, simply people talk, everything, no. It's not for intellectual exercise. That is why there's a difference between if you go to any university, there's Advaita philosophy taught, MA degree you'll get in 3 years' time. You can by heart all the Upanishads and all the, you know, they'll make you write, study all the Upanishads and then all the Brahmasutra, Bhashyam, everything you can study thoroughly. 3 years and 5 years also, 5 years course. BA, 3 years and MA, 5 years, total 2 years. Totally better, you get your post-graduation degree MA in philosophy, Advaita Vedanta. You'll become thorough. You'll have all the books in your head. But there's no mukshatvam, there's no jnanam, there's no clarity. You can talk everything like, I'll tell you. But there's no connection, there's nothing as person, nothing is supposed to be spirituality. That is for intellectual exercise. Okay? But here, when Hadi the sadhu, sannyasa means, you know, not only me, when Gurukulam, you know, people come, only mukshus go, it is not open for everybody. Only the people who really thirst can go, study, sit and study, and in the due lots of their own. The transition takes place because the parada, their childhood, and everyone comes with their own baggage, okay? And they have to neutralize all that. So it comes out, an understanding. You know, lots of, you can see people in the Gurukulam. Because I didn't have much of thing because I had always nice, comfortable background, so I had no problem. But I see people coming with their own different, but still coming, studying, and how they become refined, no? And then come, calm. No, a lot of good things. After becoming Swamis, also some people have problems. They are bad people. It's natural things, no? Completely uncontrollable, no? And they're not able to handle things, their own things. It happens. So once you have this proper vision, then you don't find fault with anything. Just okay. You're okay with everything. Everything is okay for you. No? That happens. That's why the teaching is different. The big difference between studying for intellectual exercise, pleasure, and really with a genuine mokshatvam, with a genuine, you know, the thirst for vision. In fact, you can see, even if one doesn't study, we have many great saints in our own place. No, one, there's one Nandana, a cobbler. You know, cobbler, he used to mend shoes. Tomorrow is a day I'm supposed to, a day in this a place called Chidambaram. And then there, because he's not allowed to go into the temple, inside the temple. In India, we had this system because people used to eat meat and stuff, and then, they might bathe and all that. So if they don't maintain, disciplines are not there, then we always want to maintain the sanctity of the sanctum sanctorum. That's the only main reason why they're not allowed to go in the temple. Not because untouchable or anything. Because here I wouldn't like, because people are aware their own bad habits. See, with that, no, we, in fact, see, the disciplines are not end for us. But disciplines are very important to accomplish the end. Otherwise, there's no mind won't be settled. This mind has to become subtle and sharp and then to absorb, understand this abstract fact means discipline. One, it's very important for ordinary person to follow the disciplines. Because of the value of what is to be accomplished by being disciplined, now being so important, the disciplines are also very highly imposed, enforced. That is why what happened, that is there's a time when people have all these different habits, they are allowed. So this cobbler, but by in the mind, by birth was a cobbler. So he had a great thirst for the vision of the reality. He didn't study any shastram. But still somewhere evolved person, you know, that even to have, for someone to have a thirst for knowledge, one must be evolved. One must be have some good samskaram. Now, why this story shows, if the person, the thirst for the vision is there, no, and then that will really will bless one with that, not without studying. Of course, he had all that, every day, all the time his mind, his contemplative mind. Contemplative mind means don't need anything. All the time the mind was only on the thinking, I should have the vision of this Chidambaranathar. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful story about it. And then what happened, one day he was sitting and all the time he was sitting, I should have the vision, I should have the vision, I should have the darshan, the darshan, I should have the darshan, I should have the darshan. His mind did not think of anything else. And it seems, there's a story in the temple, the murti, from Bhagwan appeared from some priest in the temple, come and take me to that person. He took this Chidambaranathar to this cobbler. You know that? He didn't come. He went to see him. Bhagwan went to see him. A beautiful story. Really. Satyam. We have so many Mahatmas, so many horripilating stories we have in our things. Because that is that sort of thirst. That commitment means there. The disciplines. Devotion. That is the devotion. The devotion means what devotion? And they're going and doing big rituals. I want Bhagavan's Sakshatkar. I want Bhagavan vision. I want the vision of the reality. I want the vision of the truth. I want the vision of fullness. I want that. That is the only thing. Then if that is, that become, that fills my mind naturally becomes taken from everything else. The natural dispassion. Understand? That is not that over, cannot get it, you see. That is why here Shastra study means, in the Gurukula means disciplines, a clean life, morality. We are very particular about it. What morality is at the end of everything. See, for consciousness doesn't need morality. Understand? Morality is consciousness. Immorality also is consciousness. Understand? Being immoral is consciousness. But everything, but consciousness doesn't have anything. Doesn't need anything, require anything. But the individual mind needs all these things, which wherein this akandakara vritti has to dawn. Isn't it? Otherwise it won't be ready for it. No, it's just some preparedness, isn't it? Readiness. To be able to have, stand that, just to resolve itself in the reality. Is to give up, lose oneself. You know that? Lose oneself in vision. Losing oneself means what? You have to just, it's not that easy to accept the fact, oh my God, when you peel the onion, what is there in the middle you want to see? Nothing is there. You peel off, nothing is there. Nothing is there, but here something is there. You not just have grown, so something is there. Everything is that you have to say. That's even decided between Buddhism and then, Vedanta thing, teaching. To say, aham, there's no such thing called I. There's only Bhagavan. There's only reality. Bhagavan also, different word. This is more emotional. Yes, you can just say, there's only reality. It's only one thing, one vastu. All that is just one. For the mind, to comprehend this abstract fact, how must be the mind? That readiness. It is not that easy. Even some subtle fact people study, they go mad. Many scientists go funny, crack, you know, highly educated, they go loose, no? Because the mind cannot handle anymore. Many scientists go mad. They're very intelligent. And they become useless. Ordinary fellows, okay. At least he's normal. And the highly intelligent scientists have become mad. Why? Too much of mind cannot stand it. And he, even here also, this knowledge, you know, that's why we have to be very careful. That's why many people who meditate also become mad. You know that? Many people who meditate also become mad. Mind becomes disordered. And this knowledge also, in fact, you know, it will be very... The mind must be ready to... But the mind seeks solution for solving the limitations. The problem for the limitations. At the same time, it is not ready to take that. Like dosage of medicine required for solving this fundamental problem is too heavy. Sometimes you know the doctor knows the person needs, this is the medicine he needs. But he doesn't prescribe medicine because this person cannot stand this strength of the medicine. Isn't it? Similarly, here also this vision, this mind cannot handle this vision, even if you are blessed with the vision. That is why that preparedness of the mind means what? It not only in terms of the purity, steadiness and then subtleness and sharpness and alertness required for being able to accept this, everything. There really you lose yourself. Then the great fear comes. You are supposed to resolve your fear, remove the fear for good, may cause a big fear if you are not ready for it. You know that losing ahankara, resolving ahankara involves great fear also, because you lose, just there's no hold. You know that. That is why preparedness means sharpness and alertness and then the capacity to accept the great this fact. It's a fact. Suppose the doctor comes and tells me, you know, you're going to die tomorrow morning. It's a fact. And then hearing that fact, I should be able to accept the fact. I may collapse. No, it's not. I won't wait till tomorrow morning. You know? Like this, hey, where are you? You are not there. There's only one reality. Everything is one reality. Means, my God, my perceptions are denied. My experiences are denied. You know, my being is denied. Just... Everything is that means. It's a great biggest fact. How can his mind handle that fact? It needs amazing strength. You know, it's even small facts in a sense. Isn't it? You take this medicine one week's time, you will become very thin. It's a fact. Suppose imagine. Very desirable fact. Isn't it? But you die tomorrow, it's an undesirable fact. It's a bitter truth, isn't it? The bitter truth, the bitter fact is, there is no such thing you, okay, really, as though, which is not easily digestible for the mind. Know that? Because I'm from somebody, some big, you know that? They're so bloated, and then ahankara, because of which I'm able to move around and do things and then keep me busy and all that, which keep me going. The whole thing will collapse. So that mind needs to be prepared also. You know, that is why disciplines are very important. Devotion, prayer, worship, and then clean life, morality, you know. That is why marriage, that is why 41 samskaras we have for all for mental refinement. Nowhere we shouldn't go against dharma, you know. Very, very important. That is why marriage and after marriage, how you bring up children, how you... In India, that is why people feel burdened because nowadays with the disciplines where they don't know the value of all these things, significance of all these things. No? Because the more they go outside of India, live there, get mixed with different cultures. but still they feel guilty about not living the same life. You know, and then there's a lot of, you know, they lose. Because the whole way of life this is the how it has to be, this is how it has to be, not this way, not do's and don'ts. It's just the whole thing is based on this vision. Because all for, you can't become overnight Mahatma, understand? Live the whole life, go through all ashramas, if not this janma, next janma, at least good janma. Next janma, okay, wherever you pick up, you leave the third, you pick up. Okay, you are at least half baked, you pick up next time, then full, you become full baked as next janma. No problem, you see, unless there's assurance. You are on the right track. That is so, you know, we've been, all these disciplines, everything is, you know, you've been taught from childhood how, you know, been, this Ramayana story itself is being told always, Ramayana mainly, not for simply for spiritual knowledge or anything. Ramayana is always to understand dharma. How in any situation, how you should be. The women are taught so much about the chastity, how chaste they should be. Rama is always quoted for, you know, Ekapatni Vratam, you know. Because, again, that's all. How many times that whole life is lived, you know, again, again, what is the big deal? The same old masala, you know. So just live and then see, grow out of it. Live, enjoy, grow out of it. Don't get stuck with that, you know. That's why whole life we've been taught that way. That is why, you know, so all our disciplines enforced become really burden. Disciplines understood becomes joy. It's easy to live, follow. It's all for mental refinement. Prayer is for mental refinement, puja is for mental refinement, worship is for mental refinement, dharma, pursuit of dharma is also for mental refinement. You know, mental preparedness, mental readiness, you know that. It's all for mental refinement. Sorry, for emotional maturity. Because mind has to become, it's not simply becoming free from impurities. Becoming free from impurities implies becoming steady in place, becoming sharp and subtle and strong, and then being capable of accepting the fact, the greatest fact. Now, wherein you are, the which is the culmination of this mind, understanding which fact, you know, mind itself will resolve for good. That is why, now he said, punaha, resolved mind, no? He said, no, nashtam manaha punaha na bhavati, whereas layam, no, layagattam manaha punaha bhavati. Nashtam manaha, for the mind to be, no, for the mind, culmination of the mind, when I say, because the mind will be resolved for good, and understanding this fact. That is why it is not that easy for one to accept this fact. This is a fact. And one day or the other you have to accept this fact, understand this fact, accept this fact. Until you understand this fact, accept this fact, no, you will be continuing samsara. No samsara, and I want to be born again, I want to be. But I want only pleasure, that is not possible. It will be both pain and pleasure. No, either I don't mind both going through both pain and pleasure, that's fine. Nobody stop you, nobody can stop you from going to samsara. You're free. Samsara is free. You can just be wandering, you know, going around and round and you say, Andhani, Andhena, Niyamanaha, Yatha, Andaha. You can just, you know, go round and round. No problem. Nobody can stop you. But, no, I'm sort of fed up with this. What else is there? Either samsara or freedom. What is, be ready to accept this fact. How can I accept the fact? By understanding the fact. Understanding of a fact will bless you with acceptance. Without understanding a fact, it's impossible for you to accept a fact. Understand? So to understand the fact, then accept the fact, both need this fact, especially this fact, which is going to put an end to the very inquiring mind, is what? Mind will be very sharp and subtle. Completely focused. Otherwise, it's not that easy. Lose yourself, isn't it? Losing oneself. least, okay, I want to be, have something nice means at least, okay, live. That is why at least be in conformity, be conscious of not going against this dharma, universal values, so that that dharma will bless you with at least, you know, dharma rakshita rakshitaha. Now today we are all able to inhale oxygen free. That is some dharma. You know, that's some punyam. Fresh air. Some punyam. And we are warm, not suffering. Punyam. Nice pairs came. Punyam. For everything, any smallest sukham, any smallest fraction of pleasure you enjoy, this punyam. Any slightest pain you go through is papam. Just nobody is responsible for what you go through. Just the prarabdha. That's why I look at, okay, these are all the people, no, who become instrumental. Otherwise, imagine, why should we come all the way from India to here, live in this house? Then people around, people with different backgrounds, different. No, everything is Bhagavan. Who can you blame? Who can you alienate? I can't say this person is bad, he did this because of her, because of him it happened. Of course, that person's behavior, that person's, you know, what is expressed through the behavior of the person really becomes instrumental for some commotion to happen in my mind, which is a pain, isn't it? Not that nobody is responsible really. Just the, you know, all correctly people are brought together and then you know, placed together. Association have to happen for you to have some rubs and frictions and then pricks and then, you know, pains and also slight pleasures. Everything. That is why everything is Bhagavan. This order is Bhagavan. The Bhagavan order has to be under. That is the only way. Understanding of Bhagavan as order is the only thing which will bless you with, you know, this, what to say, this accommodation. May not be acceptable, but accommodation is non-acceptable also can be accommodated. What is to be alienated? Nothing can be alienated. What can be kept away? Nothing. Again, from what? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. That's why we only need to pray for the grace that Bhagavan should bless us with my Buddhi Shakti, the Shakti, the will, always the will to do the right, to avoid the wrong. No, not to go against dharma. And the sharpness to appreciate all the hidden subtle facts. No fact is created. They're only hidden. They just to be just understood. Understood and to be accepted. All that we need is nice clarity. Here. So we have to pray for that. That's the easiest thing. You'll be normal. You will be calm and all that. That is why we don't recommend any such meditation techniques and chakras and that stuff. That's all for yogic. Yogic practice is different. That's a completely different pursuit. This is not a normal way of spiritual things. People who do not know tradition, they get into all those things. But even though what we say is a fact and all that, we are not able to attract bigger crowds. That is a different thing. Again, there is no pressure. This vision itself blesses us with the thing that we don't have any pressure of wanting to attract and becoming big also. That's the only reason Swamiji has been a very quiet person. There's no such thing. Again, even if something happens also, whatever happens, he's a Bhagavan Vibhuti. Somebody accomplishes something, does something, saw Bhagavan Vibhuti, saw the